the Ebola crisis will have a big impact on African football. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, says Guinea and Sierra Leone are the only countries required to move their upcoming home Nations Cup qualifiers because of the Ebola crisis. The CAF statement issued Thursday comes as Cameroon seeks to have next week's qualifier in the Democratic Republic of Congo moved. The Cameroon Football Federation says it's waiting for a response from CAF. According to the CAF schedule, the DRC is currently scheduled to host Cameroon September 6th in Lubumbashi. The DRC's Ministry of Health notified the World Health Organization Tuesday of an Ebola outbreak in the north of the country. It said 13 of the 24 people suspected to have contracted Ebola have died. According to the latest figures released by the WHO on Thursday, more than 1,500 people have died out of more than 3,000 cases in four West African countries, Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria. Liberia did not qualify for the group stage of 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying, but Guinea, Sierra Leone, and reigning African champion Nigeria did. Nigeria is scheduled to host Congo Brazzaville September 6th in Calabar in a Nations Cup qualifier. Sierra Leone is scheduled to play in Ivory Coast that same day, September 6th, in Abidjan, according to the CAF schedule. But Ivory Coast's Football Federation says it's desperately seeking a new venue after the Ivorian government banned a home match because of Ebola fears. Meanwhile, the Guinea versus Togo match is currently scheduled to be played September 5th in Casablanca, Morocco. Clearly, the Ebola crisis could have a big impact on the upcoming Nations Cup qualifiers in Africa. One star player who will not be competing in the Nations Cup qualifying competition is Samuel Eto'o, Cameroon's four-time African Footballer of the Year. The 33-year-old Eto'o has officially announced his retirement from Cameroon's national team. His decision came after Cameroon's German coach, Volker Finke, dropped him from the national team for the 2015 Nations Cup qualifiers. And it also comes after Eto'o signed a two-year contract with Everton in the English Premier League. Samuel Eto'o is Cameroon's all-time leading scorer with 55 goals. He's also the all-time leading scorer at the Africa Cup of Nations with 18 goals. Samuel Eto'o also played at four World Cups, France 98, Japan, South Korea 2002, South Africa 2010, and Brazil 2014. Samuel Eto'o was also part of the Cameroon team that won a gold medal at the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. I posted a photo of Albert Ebosse at my Facebook page. He's the 24-year-old Cameroonian striker who was killed 5 days ago when he was hit in the head by a stone or object thrown by a fan during an Algerian league match. Our African football guru David Legg described it as absolutely barbaric. On a happier note, David says some top African footballers are making their presence felt early in the English Premier League season, including a Togolese star.
Emmanuel Adebayo of Tottenham had a very good weekend. He created one goal and scored another as Tottenham whipped their London neighbours, Queen's Park Rangers, by 4-0. Not such happy times, though, for Stephen Pienaar up at Everton. He made a very rare appearance as a starter for the Toffees and was injured after only 9 minutes and had to leave the field. Everton took a 2-goal lead in that match against Arsenal, but in the end had to settle for a 2-2 draw. Another African marksman in the English Premier League was Marwan Shamak, but it was a bittersweet goal he scored against West Ham United because West Ham won that match 3-1. And Palace, not a good start there. They're one of the clubs without a point after 2 rounds. If we switch across to France, Cheikh Diabaté, he's the big Mali striker who's done so well recently at the Africa Cup of Nations. He had a mixed afternoon too. He scored for Bordeaux, but was sent off late in a 3-1 victory for the side at Nice. And then moving on to Spain, and good news for all our Nigerian listeners, because Ikechukwu Uche, he scored one of the 2 goals for the Yellow Submarine. That is Villarreal, who beat Levante by 2-0. After 2 rounds, Sonny, of the English Premier League, sweeping back to the top league in Europe in the eyes of many people, Tottenham, Chelsea, Manchester City and Swansea are the 4 clubs with maximum points. Chelsea at the weekend beat Leicester by 2-0. We mentioned Tottenham hammering QPR by 4-0. And then in the first major showdown of the season, Manchester City, decisive 3-1 winners over Liverpool, while Swansea, 1-0 winners at home to Burnley. No surprises there, Sonny, with Spurs, Chelsea and Man City. A surprise indeed with Swansea. They're not a club you associate with one of the top positions in the English Premier League. And, of course, an awful lot of Manchester United supporters spread across Africa. And in their second match under Dutch coach Louis van Gaal, they drew 1-1 at Sunderland. So they're in the mid-table position at the moment. Just 1 point from 2 games, but I'm sure things aren't going to improve at Old Trafford.
David, if we can turn to club football in Africa, Rwanda recently hosted the CECAFA Kagame Cup tournament, named after the country's president. Can you look back on the highlights?
Yes, Sonny. We'll start at the quarterfinal. It was penalty shootouts almost all the way. Police beat Atletico of Burundi, from the host nation, Rwanda, on penalties. APR beat Rayon on penalties. That was an all-Rwanda affair. And Marek of Sudan beat Azam of Tanzania, also on penalties. And the only clear-cut result was KCCA of Uganda beating Atlabara of South Sudan by 3-1. Believe it or not, both semifinals also decided on penalties. No goals between APR and Police, APR winning 4-2 on spot kicks. And then Marek lost a 2-goal lead and drew 2-2 with KCCA, and Marek winning 3-0 on penalties. Just keeping up the suspense a little longer, we go to the third-place match, and penalties again. Police won, KCCA won, Police winning 4-2 on penalties. Then all our listeners will be very happy to hear that there were no penalty shootout in the final. It was won 1-0 by Merak over APO, and the goal scorer was a Kenyan, Alan Wanga, midway through the first half, scoring the decisive goal. And for those who are interested in statistics, the most successful club in this SACAFA Kagame Cup, as Simba of Tanzania with 6 titles, APO have won the competition 3 times, and with their success, Merak have now won it 3 times as well. So well done to the Khartoum club, Al Merak.
Yes, David, well done to Sudan's Al Merak, the 2014 champions in the SACAFA Kagame Cup club tournament in Rwanda. And we'll hear more soccer-licious commentary from David Legg during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports. The 2014 FIBA Men's Basketball World Cup tips off Saturday in Spain. Egypt, Angola, and Senegal will represent Africa at the 2014 tournament. Let's take a quick look at the opening games of the 3 African teams. The Egyptians will play Serbia Saturday in Granada, Spain. The Angolans are matched against South Korea, also on Saturday, in Palmas, Spain. And the Senegalese will go against Greece on Saturday in Seville, Spain. The winner of the FIBA Basketball World Cup will automatically qualify for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And if the Brazilians win the trophy, the runner-up will qualify for the Olympics, as the Brazilians are automatically qualified as the Olympic host country. Yes, VOA basketball fans, I'll be rooting for the good old USA team during the FIBA Basketball World Cup. The Americans are led by Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski, who guided the team to a gold medal at the 2012 Olympics in London. The Americans tip off Saturday against Finland and Barakaldo, Spain.